farmer.
And also a?
Government employee.
Uh-huh. What kind?
U.S. mail carrier.
Uh-huh. If you're standing up on a ladder and you momentarily lose your balance and then you catch it, you say, oh my goodness,
I would say I lost my balance and fell.
Well, you don't fall.
You don't fall. You just, let's see, if you lost your balance, you would fall, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you don't quite do it. You catch your balance before you fall and you say, oh my goodness, I
almost fell.
Well, you could say I almost fell, but that don't get to what you want.
Well, that's what I want. I want to know if you say I almost fell, or I like to have fell, or nearly fell.
I would say I almost fell there. Sure.
If, let's say the doorbell rings and you're doing something and you can't get there right away, what do you holler to the man?
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'll soon be there.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know the distance to town, say, you would ask someone and say, could you please tell me
how far it is?
If you're going to go someplace with another man and he starts off and you're not quite ready, you'd say, hey there, would you please
wait a minute?
Uh-huh. Or if you want to let him know that you'll be ready in just a second and then join him, you say, will you please? Or, hey.
Just a minute,
or something like that, you know. I'll be right with you.
Or wait on me,
wait for me just a minute.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you want to get somebody's attention, get him to look.
Ordinarily, we'll throw a hand up and say, look here, or listen to me, or any way to get their attention.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Yeah.
Let's say you're going to catch a train, and you want to know how many times a day it comes through. You'd ask the man, say, can you tell me, please, how?
The schedule.
Uh-huh. Or, I guess I didn't ask that one.
The timetable?
Yeah. And I would like to know what?
The hour? Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
The hour that your train arrived, or the time?
Yeah. Now, parts of the head. This is my
forward.
This is which one now?
Ear? Right ear?
Uh-huh. And if I had a lot of whiskers, you'd say I'd raised a
what?
Beard.
Oh, of course it's a beard, dear. You said a whisker, didn't you?
He was going to get special parts, huh?
Yeah.
And this is my
mustache, mouth.
Uh-huh. In my mouth I have
teeth, tongue.
This is one.
You mean your teeth?
Just this one.
Oh.
That's
tooth.
Teeth.
Tooth.
You mean the name of that tooth?
Yeah, that's it.
Tooth.
And these fit into my
gums.
Uh-huh. This is my
palm.
These are
fish.
And in this wrist there is a
I know the psychological name, but I mean those bones, were little bones, were eight little bones?
No, just a thing in general that lets it bend.
Muscle?
No.
Well, it'd be the same thing the elbow, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Socket.
Joint.
Yeah, that's it. This is my
breast.
Chest.
Uh-huh. These are my
shoulders.
And from here back through here.
Be a thigh.
Thigh. And if a man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's mighty
strong.
He has a great deal of
strength.
Uh-huh. If a man laughs all the time, takes a joke well, likes to tell a joke.
He's real jovial.
Uh-huh. Like our son.
Yeah. Well, good for him. And if a person trips over things and bumps into things with his hands, you say he's mighty
careless.
If a person never spends a nickel, you say he's
tight
and
stingy.
A person who is say 90 years old, and the person goes out and visits